That's El Haider Danny with I'm Alive. That was actually the Albanian entry in the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest. And, of course, we're talking about Albania tonight. It's not necessarily on the global bucket list, but I think its stakes might have risen after last week when our reporter Murray O'Connor revealed what good value it was for visitors. He continues his story this week.
From, like I said, from those places in Europe, from Athens, from Rome, etc., it's relatively easy to get there. We flew from Rome to Tirana, but we came back to Bari in Puglia by boat. So that's relatively easy.
Yeah.
But I think it's Albania is a place where people are emerging, still emerging from that communist era, and from an era when Albania was a dark and mysterious place. And it was ruled by the dictator Enver Hoxha for a long time because at the end of the Second World War, he was one of the resistance fighters or the people fighting the Nazis. And he also fought the other nationalist groups and obtained power and held it for a long time until he died in 1987. And he really took Albania into the dark ages, you know. Wow. He was a strange man who was paranoid because he thought that everyone was going to invade Albania and they were going to have nuclear war. And he built bunkers all over the country. He built somewhere like 180,000 bunkers across the country.
Wow.
So probably about one for every 11 Albanians. And even now, there's a bit short of 3 million Albanians. It's not a big population. But some of these bunkers, you can see them, a lot of them are disguised and they're hidden, but lots you can see, a lot of them you can see as you drive around the country or you travel around the country. In Tirana itself, there are two big bunkers that have been turned into museums and art installations. And if you're going to Tirana, these are really fascinating places to visit. And they're called bunk art. And one's about 6 kilometres out of the centre of town, but it's easy to get a bus there. And it's massive. It's a gigantic place with over 100 rooms, and it's on 5 levels. And it's built at the site of a military base. And it was where Enver Hoxha and his ministers and the army people would decide to, well, bunker down, if you like, when the nuclear attack came.
Oh.
So that and the bunk art museum in the middle of Tirana, where the people from the ministry used to go, you know, if they wanted to, if they thought there was going to be an air raid or an attack or something. They're both fascinating museums with the history of Albania and also the history of the communist era, and some really fascinating art installations as well.
That sounds fascinating. I did talk to someone in Lithuania, and they are repurposing some of their Cold War bunkers to be bars and restaurants, and I think you can even stay in some of them. So I guess that's one little intriguing element of the communist era that we can enjoy.
Well, we went to another cafe. We're talking about cafes and cafe culture. A great little cafe called Committee, you know, which is a bar, cafe, etc.
Yeah.
And that's almost a museum too because it's decorated with all communist-era stuff.
Yep.
And art. And it's kind of, it's the same sort of idea. They've taken this stuff and they're making it into an art form and it's now kind of kitsch and it's trendy, if you like.
Well, that sounds great, Murray. When's a good time to go to Albania? I suppose it's got the Mediterranean weather influence, has it?
Well, like I said, the area down south, Saranda is just across the water from Corfu as well.
All right.
So you can catch a ferry from Corfu, and that area there, which I call the Albanian Riviera, is very popular in summer because they have very good beaches. Most of Albania is mountainous, so it's a bit cold. So probably a good time to visit is it's not overcrowded in the summertime, in the main time, but probably autumn or spring is a good time.
Okay.
So I guess we're talking about, you know, March, April, and then later in the year, September, October.
Okay.
We were there in February, and it was a bit cold, but it wasn't too bad, really. But It depends. In Albania, as I said, a lot of it is mountainous. So if you're travelling around in that area, it tends to be cooler. So there's a bit of variation in climate, you know, depending where you are in the country. As you go further north, you're up into the mountains. And if you go further west, you're into the mountains as well.
Okay. And what was your favourite meal there? What is the typical meal? Is it your, do they make up big stews and things for the cold weather?
Yeah, there's a mixture, actually, because there's a big Italian influence. There's a big Greek influence as well. We went to a good Italian restaurant there. They do have some very good Italian restaurants. But apart from the restaurant I was talking about in Tirana called the Miller, we went to another restaurant in Berat. And Berat is also famous for the castle at Berat, where people are still living inside the castle. But there's a little restaurant there that we went to, and it was called Lily's Restaurant, and run by a guy called Ilya Theodohori, and Lily for short.
Yeah.
Now, this is a restaurant in his backyard. Oh. So it has eight tables, essentially. And really, the cooks are his wife and his two daughters. And this is traditional Albanian food. He describes it as the food that they eat every day. And you get fabulous things like, you know, pork filled with cheese, lamb meatballs, ricotta, goat's cheese, eggs, garlic is a dish, tomatoes filled with rice and herbs. And these are typical Albanian sort of dishes, but the food is extremely good. And the thing about Albania is that during the Cold War era, they couldn't get pesticides, so everything is basically organic. So they have very good fresh produce that they're using.
Okay.
So I think you know, for a culinary experience, that really stood out. And it stood out because it's like going into someone's home, you know, and at the end you get they all come and toast you with a complimentary raki, and it's like you walk away friends.
You had a wonderful experience, Murray.
Well, I think one of the interesting things is like Albania is, when I talk about the bunkers, it's like people are now in Albania, they're now coming out of the bunkers, if you like, and it's a whole new era, and it's a new appreciation in Albania. You know, they think it's great to have tourists coming there. They like people coming there. They're very pleased that people actually think that it's a good place to go, and they're friendly, welcoming. So, you know, it's cheap. That may change, I don't know.
Yeah.
But for the time being, it's a great destination.
Well, sounds fantastic. Have you written about it somewhere if people want to get more information?
Yeah, look, there's information on our website. If you go to foodwinetravel.com.au, you can find some information there.
Terrific.
And some stories. More stories I'm going to post there about Albania, and particularly about the interesting experiences travelling around in Albania by bus. Wait for that one. That'll be coming up.
Sounds good. Well, Murray O'Connor, you've done it again, mate. That was a terrific report and something out of left field, which is always good to have on the show. And well, I look forward to hearing about your next marvellous adventure. Do you know where that is?
Well, a few possibilities coming up, but nothing definite yet. But
beautiful,
I'll keep you
downtown
informed.
Brisbane.
Well, we'll be certainly hanging around downtown Brisbane. And okay.
Sounds good, Murray. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Graham.
Murray O'Connor there, concluding his report on the Balkan state of Albania. Well worth a visit, he says.